All right, welcome to episode 2, I guess. I'm not sure what I'm doing with the audio side of my brand, per se. Hashtag brand, hashtag big brand, big balla brand. All right, this is an impromptu recording. I'm basically just gonna, you know, ramble. For not only my own edification, but for your own. For your listening enjoyment, I am here to bring you top-notch content, baby. Top-notch content. Sorry I'm in such a weird mood. I'm a little tired. I know it's like in the afternoon, but I'm tired. I woke up early, okay? I'm a little tired. But I wanted to talk about movies, and I wanted to talk about the big news of the day, but I'm going to keep this short. I'm going to do one review of a Netflix movie that we all know and love. Actually, I did like this particular Netflix movie, but we'll get there. We'll get there soon. But first, the big news of the day, the biggest of news is, I don't know what I'm doing. The big news is the Oscars will be different this year. Not only will it be an hour shorter, well, what was it last year? It was like 4.5, close to 5. So it's going to be quite a bit shorter. They announced it's going to have a 3-hour runtime instead of whatever it was. That's the first big piece of news. The next big piece is they're going to add popular categories, I guess, or mainstream categories. The first being best popular film. So, yes, they're making the event shorter, also adding more categories. How does that work? Well, they're going to nix some of the live presentations. People are saying it's going to be most likely the sound design and the animated shorts and the little things that are awesome that I'm going to be sad aren't presented are nixed for a most popular film thing, award. So that's a thing. And that's happening. So us cinephiles, we're going to have to sit in our chair and be angry as we watch a bunch of blockbuster movies get even more recognition when they don't deserve it. All right, I'm moving on here. I'm moving on to my next thing. Actually, before I move on, I do want to talk a little bit more about it. It's got people up in a tizzy, you know, lots of strong opinions. I have a strong opinion on it, honestly. I'm a little bummed out that they kind of bent down to, you know, a raucous number of outside voices that are really, I feel like, influencing the Oscars so much. And every reaction they have to a story or some piece of news is extreme in one way or the other. So I can't say I love today's news. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, obviously. I'm a little bummed out for some of those people who are going to get their thunder taken away. And some of those sound, like the sound categories, I actually love the sound categories. I find sound being such an important factor in film that to not see that and not like get it live is going to be a bummer. I know they're going to announce it later, but you know, I just like ceremony and things like that. So I'm a little disappointed, but nevertheless, we're going to get our winners. We're going to get our losers. We're going to have one extra winner. I'm thinking they're going to add another category as well. In some fashion, I wish they'd add more categories that we've been asking for rather than like a category that no one has been asking for. They just assume people want it. But that's for another day. Moving on. So I know the first 5 minutes of this is going to be heavy Oscar discussion, but the next 5 to 10 minutes is going to be heavy the Discovery discussion. So, and this is my first audio review. I didn't even pull it up yet. I forget everyone's name. I always forget that guy's name from How I Met Your Mother and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. His name is... Let's say... Jason Segel. That's it. That's my boy. So this movie was interesting. The Discovery came out in 2017, I want to say. Yeah, 2017. I missed it last year. I don't remember hearing about it. I think it was early in the year. Came out, has a killer cast, like really good actors. Jesse Plemons. Like I said, Jason Segel, who I think is a good actor. I think he always plays that same. He has no range whatsoever. He plays the same role every time, but he's usually funny, good in that type of role. Robert Redford, the old pro, just announced he's retiring last week. Excited for his other movie. We're going to talk about that. And Rooney Mara. So this, right away, it had a great cast, and I don't think the acting was the big issue with the film. And let me say, this is a Netflix sci-fi film. And if you know anything about Netflix and science fiction, you know that it's not good at all. And to some extent, this movie has some glaring issues and things that are, you know, whatever. But this one had more of an identity. It was shot better, directed better, had better actors, really put the money in the right places at times. Kind of fades out with the story in some aspects. It has a good premise, but fails on the plot level. So yes, I like this movie, and I actually gave it a 76. Now I'm thinking I might lower that on my, when I put it into the Google Doc, when I put that number in, that's it. And I haven't put it in yet. I usually wait until I review the movie. So, I would put like 72 to 76 range. And for me, decimal points are everything. So, 72 versus 76, that's a much better movie. I don't know where I'm at totally with this movie still. I'm still didn't totally understand what happened at the end. And I haven't took the time to get it explained. I kind of have an idea. I understand what happened, but I feel like there's like deeper things there thematically that I didn't pick up on as much, as in I was definitely fading out my interest at the end of the movie. But The Discovery, it's a science fiction film about a doctor who discovers that there is an afterlife, and this discovery leads to millions and millions and millions of people committing suicide to reach the next level of their lives, just leaving Earth and becoming and going to the next world without really having any understanding of what is there, what it will lead to, who you're leaving behind. So it's very controversial. On one end, it's a huge discovery that the whole world need to see. The other end, it led to this huge issue, and it really speaks to the world where everyone wanted to leave the world. If in the moment they heard something better might be out there, they do it. Kind of a commentary on today in some fashion. But man, the premise is really interesting, and it starts off with this great scene between Redford and the reporter who's famous. She's in Step Brothers and other things. Mary Steenburgen. I didn't know that was her name, but they have a great scene in the beginning. That's the only scene she's really in. I think she might be in it in like some news clips in the background, but it ends with, well, I don't want to ruin that for anyone who listens, but there's a very powerful scene, and it's very well done. It's better than anything I've seen in a Netflix original sci-fi. So overall, this is a really interesting movie. I mean, it has really unique characters who have weird dynamics going on. I mean, Jason Segel and Rooney Mara's relationship is very interesting, and to see where the movie ends between them and what each aspect of the relationship meant in the end. Definitely like the how the story kind of comes full circle. But there's once it you kind of lose that interest in the plot itself, the story of this discovery, and once it has to get into more relationship factors and some normal worldly stuff, it kind of loses all its steam. And it becomes, it still has this overarching feeling of importance. Like each of these characters, you feel that importance, but I can't say that near the end of the film, the smaller, minute stuff doesn't kind of distract overall from the overall story. And while there's a lot of heart, there's some heartfelt moments in this film, somewhat, I guess. You don't, you know, when you force the story to be about these relationships, it kind of, and there's no really real connection. Like, you don't really feel connected to these characters. They're very detached, and it's like a dystopian world they live in too, so that also plays, so you feel a little detached from this world. And then it kind of goes into they do have some cult like structure going on, but it has too much regular world influences going on where it distracts from the overall story. So I mean, I can't say I loved it. I thought it was really good for the most part. There's some good scenes. It definitely loses its interest, you know, middle of the second, kind of on the following action of the film. It has an interesting ending, and like I said, it didn't totally connect with me. I still need to read up on it or something like that. But I definitely say watch it. I mean, like I said, it has a great cast. I mean, Robert Redford is the man he is in every movie. Just stone cold and cool. Like, even in as a deranged scientist who, you know, led all these people to this discovery. Rooney Mara is always, like, one of my favorites. I think she's really talented. She might have, I think she was my favorite one in this film, because she brings so many different attitudes into every scene, and I love watching her display that range. Jason Segel, I mean, like I said, I like him. He's funny. He has just the most basic acting, like comedy acting, like low effort type stuff. I can't say love it. Jesse Plemons is awesome too. I just didn't really understand his character, is really weird. Didn't totally connect with him, and he's not in it enough to like say I loved him in it or anything, even though I'm becoming a huge Jesse Plemons fan. So I would see it for some of the performances. I would see it for kind of exploring this idea of an afterworld and like what that would do to the world if we found that out. And it kind of speaks to our society at large right now. So it's got some good in it. It's also got some bad. So, I mean, take it as you will. I give it a 76, which is decently high. I admittedly give my movies pretty high scores. But once again, it's all about the decimal points. So I'd end up giving it like a 75, maybe 74 overall. But I would say see it. Definitely the best Netflix sci-fi I've seen. I'll say that outright, which is not saying much, because you know, obviously I don't love this movie. I liked it, but that shows you the quality of the Netflix original sci-fi film. So thank you guys for listening. If you did, let's see how long this went. Okay, I went about 15 minutes, so perfect. That's what I was going for. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I will be doing this every once in a while, just when I get time during the day and whatnot. I don't want to start like a huge audio podcast. I do want to put some stuff on audio just to switch it up every once in a while instead of like your standard text review. I know there's not a ton of viewers on my stuff, but I do it anyways, mostly for myself. So thanks everyone for listening, and I hope you have a good day, rest of your day, or night, whatever time you listen to this. Good night and good morning. Thank you.